Have you ever thought that you were a different person on the inside? Maybe, you know, you're a man that thinks he's a woman, or vice versa, you're a woman that thinks he's a man. Well, today we're going over Randy Sturr, who thought he was a cartoon ghost.
We here at Angry Me Production want to thank our sponsor, Mobile Notary Mindy. She's certified with the National Notary Association. She's also bonded and E&O insured. She offers a wide range of services, including wills, powers of attorney, medical documents, healthcare proxies, living wills, certification of trust, assignment of personal property, HIPAA waivers, advanced healthcare directives, and 99 verification. You can find her on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram at Mobile Notary Mindy. You can also visit her webpage at TexasMobileNotaryMindy.com. That's TXMobileNotaryMindy.com. Thank you so much, and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen of all ages, boys and girls, thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of Angry Me Production. We appreciate you coming in and letting us be a part of your lives. Week in and week out. We hope to do our best to present you with something that your eardrums delight in. Whether you're looking at us on YouTube or Rumble, or listening to us on Spotify, Google, or Anchor, or any of the other podcast services that we are currently on or trying to get on, we thank you. And if you don't mind, at the end of every episode, stop by, leave us a comment, leave us a like. If it asks for 5 stars, we'll take 5 stars, even if you don't like us. 5 stars are what it's all about. With that being said, we hope you enjoy our attempt to make our advocation our vocation. Ladies and gentlemen, let the games begin.
Welcome, Angry Faithful. Today, we're going to go over Randy Sturr, which I had to go through all the things over the internet on this one. And yeah, I am perplexed. Now, this is actually a YouTube creator about 6 or 7 years ago in 2014. Now it's 10 years. Jesus. I don't know math. Anyways, Randy Sturr. It was Pioneer Production. He made YouTube videos here and there, and he ended up, we'll get through the rest of the story. It's a zinger. Anyways, starting out. Oh, and, thank you for, Tyler's boyfriend. Yeah, I'm doing this because I did it the last episode. Tyler is the person that, got the, gave me the idea for the last episode. In this episode, it's Ever, his boyfriend. And yeah, great people. It's just, I couldn't remember his name to save my life. And I kind of messed that up. And I'm horrible with names. And if you keep up with the show, yeah, you understand. Horrible with names. But anyways, let us begin. Now, Randy Sturr. Ended up even as a young age getting bullied in high school and everything. He ended up, when he was in high school, decided that, the Columbine kids were the inspiration of his undoing. Eventually he ended up having, gender dysphoria and thought he was, a woman. And ended up saying that he was a ghost woman from the Danny Phantom. Oh, I forgot to have that up. The villain of the TV series of Danny Phantom was Ember McClane. Not the Die Hard McClane, but Ember McClane. Anyways, basically throughout his time and going through everything, he ended up believing that he was this girl's girl, and he wanted to be this girl's girl. And the only way to be ghost is to go against your unaliving yourself. So throughout high school and throughout many, many of trials, he had multiple times that the parents, and I'm not trying to push this, what happened onto the parents, but watch your kids, make sure they're, you know, being decent human beings and whatnot. And the reason why I say this is basically throughout even elementary school, he was fascinated with death and other things. He wrote most of his stories about death and how he could be better if he was dead, because he would be a ghost and he'd be this ghost girl. And it was basically his soulmate. There, I'm sorry. It as a person that's a rational mind, if my child started doing these things, I would, you know, educate her in the ways of, hey, you don't want to do this. You have much to live for, and life gets tedious and hurtful at times, but you basically, it's a fun trial. Have fun with the people around you and enjoy the stuff that happens throughout life. But also on this, and I'm not trying to lengthen this out, but there's some funny stuff in this. Not funny, haha, but funny dark humor. The first thing I found, because you can look up, they still have it on the internet, on YouTube. People saved the videos and they came back and reposted them up. And I'm surprised they're actually still on, because there's actually a video of his last meal before he did the act. Apparently he got Taco Bell, and it showed he did a video of his last meal, of what he gets on his last meal. I'm not going to play the video because it's not mine. It's out there. If you type in Pioneer production, it comes up. Lots of the stories. It is a video diary of the entirety of the journey. I mean, there's some videos out there that he did that are, I mean, they were somewhat entertaining. I mean, it was ridiculous, and I'm surprised I had to sit through and watch some of them. But it was like a young actor or actress in this case, because he identified as a woman ghost. And yes, I shrug at that, because it's not the woman part, it's the ghost part. I'm sorry. Sometimes you just gotta go through that and look at a different angle and say that's ridiculous to that person. But anyways, I digress. I'm not gonna push out politics or anything on this. But he ended up even writing up a journal of all the stuff that the reason why he even tried to make pay for an animated series, which the animators did not take the fullness of the artwork and everything. They didn't take it as a commission, because the whole thing was a mass shooting at a school with two characters that he created. There, if you can find it, you can find it. I'm not going to look for it, because I seen like a small snippet of it, and that's about it from another podcaster. This is like a repeat. This has been going, most criminal stuff to go on and on. And I'm rambling. I'm sorry. But he did a like a short sketch. It was a horror story, but he was calling the people that were doing the shootings heroes. I mean, I can't do that. I mean, I won't do that. But here are the, now these are the events. Randy Robertster, who called himself Andrew Blaze, was an American grocery store clerk and sole proprietor of the killings. Stir had been employed at Wise Mart for 7 years. Prior to carrying out his rampage, he kept a video detailing records and journals leading up to the shooting, most of which he uploaded online in forums, which they're all, most of them are down now. I mean, you, like I just said, you can, if you'll search hard enough, you can find it. And social media profiles. In these writings and videos, he exposed his willingness to commit suicide, addressed the personal tragedies and other misfortunes he was experienced, which led to him state of depression, a fear of aging past 20. And he also referenced Logan's Run. Logan's Run was an old TV series back in the 70s where once you turn 30, they unalive you. They kill you. And describing cross-dressing, questioned his gender identity, providing details and explanations of his plans for carrying out the shooting, and explains his beliefs that these murders would allow him to cross over and be into an animated world he had imagined. Stir also had fascinated with multi-class shootings such as Columbine High. In his writing, Stir called the Columbine shooters his heroes, wishing he could have met them. He said Eric Harris was his idol out of the two boys. What's really sad is he was one of those, the Robert Stir, or Randy Stir, sorry. I was looking at his father's name. Randy Stir was unpopular. And what's really sad is if you look at not the news media, how we all know that they like to say stuff that is untrue sometimes. Not all the time. Like I said, not getting political. But Eric Harris and the Kelble, they were actually popular in school. They were just fucked off in the head. From 2007, Stir had presence on YouTube with his channel Pioneer Production, which features short sketch and collaborations he had done. And there are people that actually collab with him with other content creators. By 2014, however, he announced that he was going in a different direction with his content, citing numerous unfortunate events that had occurred in his life during the past year. He created his own video series entitled Ember's Ghost Squad, based on the fictional character Ember McClain from the Nickelodeon animated series Danny Phantom. And this is what got me on the Ember McClain story. What had happened with Ember McClain, and reason why she was a villain, was she was stood up, basically ghosted on a date, and then she went home being exhausted from staying at that location all night, got into an accidental fire, and that's how she died. That was in a kid's show on Nickelodeon. It must have been when there's a recent documentary on HBO about Nickelodeon and I know, let me find something. Quiet on the Set is the name of the documentary, which is actually a good documentary, and it explains a lot from all the stuff that was basically Nickelodeon when I was a kid. Was it really weird? And I was wondering how they got away with it. And now I know, and I'm even more traumatized as an adult. Anyways, as I digress. Especially with the character Stir had written earlier in his journal, that she wanted to kill him. She wanted him to kill, on the evening of June 7th, 2017, Sturt uploaded the final video, the Westboro High Massacre, hours before preparing the shooting. Now, the Westboro High Massacre is his cartoon series. In it, he describes his hatred towards people involved with the series throughout his angry prologue. It then featured a cruel animation sequence depicting him and one of the characters from EGS Murders, or the Ember's Ghost Squad is the name. Sometimes I'm scatterbrained. Even though I read something over and over again, I just still can't understand it. Sturt had written earlier that on his journal that she wanted him to kill. And he also managed 9 Twitter accounts based on his characters, which left him links to journals and videos were uploaded to Mediafire. He was living nearby in Dallas, Pennsylvania. With his parents who lived in Pennsylvania all his life. And yes, there's like 3 Dallases. There's Dallas, Texas, Dallas, Georgia, and Dallas, Pennsylvania. Now, during the shooting, he arrived late for his late night shift at Wise Markets in Edton Township, Pennsylvania, on the evening of June 7th, 2017. During the closing time at approximately 11 p.m., Sturr went to the staff area of the store, blocked an emergency exit in the far back. He then continued with his duties, stocking shelves and cleaning up from the previous day. At 12:10 a.m., he sent out links to multiple files and videos which detailed his plans via Twitter accounts. These files have been labeled journal, suicide tapes, and digital sets. Sturt then went back to the crew area in the rear of the store, blocking the remaining exits, then locked the automatic doors at the main entrance into the store. He then pulled out 2 pistol grip pump action shotguns, Miles Bars pop gun, shotguns, I found out, that he had concealed in a duffel bag. Walking around the store, killing 3 employees, Victoria Bulger, the person that comments all the time of how I can't pronounce names and I should do it beforehand. I usually do it as of sometimes because I forget and I go over and over and over again. Just for a little bit of explanation why I do this.
Wrong.
Okay, Victoria Brong, Brian Hayes, Terry Lee Sterling. Then he approached with co-workers Christina Newell, who had not heard the shooting due to her listening to music. Your volume must be very high when you're listening to that, because I know what a shotgun sounds like. Very big. Music with her headphones while she was labeling items and stocking shelves near the rear of the store. Sturr was seen on the CCTV surveillance camera footage standing behind Newell as she worked for about 5 seconds before he proceeded to the next aisle. After this, Sturr proceeded to fire a glass and other merchandise in the store and shooting multiple times small portable propane tanks while failed to explode. Around this time, Newell was able to escape the store by removing the display at the entry doors and breaking the glass door. She ran outside and hid behind a bush and called 911, who is a phenomenal human being and a hero in my book, although everybody else died, but she found a way to survive. She's a survivor. Anyways, after a short time, Sturr concluded his shootings in the store content. Sturr then went to the deli section of the store and the shot another group of items. While Newell was on the phone with the police, Sturr placed the loaded shotgun in his mouth and fired a single round through his palate. He opened his mouth and sucked out the shotgun, killing himself instantly. The total of 59 shots had been fired. All the shotgun rounds fired came from only one of the two shotguns he brought. Sturr stated that his fifth suicide tape, that the second shotgun was only for backup in case the first one broke down on him or jammed and no way of fixing it. Now, the victims were Victoria Brong, age 25, assistant tag manager at Wise Markets. Brian Hayes, a 47-year-old night manager for Wise Markets, a U.S. Navy veteran. And Terry Lee Sterling, age 63, shop assistant at Wise Markets. Now, the aftermath of shooting did not receive much attention outside of the local news outlet, but multiple Pennsylvania public leaders expressed their sadness and concern. The shooter's actions, nevertheless, the reaction to the shooting. The Wise Market store closed until July 13th. The Wise Market spokesman said, "We deeply saddened by the events of this morning. The safety of our associates, our customers, and the surrounding community is our top priority." Becky Hayes, the sister-in-law of Brian Hayes, set up a GoFundMe campaign to pay for the immediate expenses. Hayes was also featured in Nancy Grace's podcast, Crime Stories of Nancy Grace. And on the June 14th, 2017, the opening of the store, reopening, Wise Market announced the store will be reopening, and the original storefront stayed intact, but the interior had been gutted and remodeled with new floor layout. On July 13th, 2017, the store was reopened. Oh, June 14th, okay. Many people lived in the area questioned why Wise decided not to relocate the store. It's hard to move a building, people. In an interview, WNEP's some say they would not even enter the remodeled store due to the occurrence there. However, some in the community accepted the supermarket chain's decision. One man said that it would have been played into Sturr's hands if the store had left. He explained the evil man who did this would have wanted them to move and would have wanted people to be scared at that location. And after what he did, Sturr's father response, "Our thoughts and prayers are with the victims, their families," and added, "We are so sorry for all the pain and loss life this had occurred, everyone's involvement." Now, saying that, it's my opinion, watch your kids, make sure they're not doing anything stupid. If they are, just I'm gonna show you something. Here's something I just found funny. Probably gonna get us canceled from YouTube, but it was found funny to me, and hopefully that you enjoy it, because
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
Thanks for beating me as a child.
No problem, son.
I just thought that was hilarious. And if you came this far, you're welcome for that one. Anyways, thank you, Ever. I actually got your name right. And thank you for actually showing this guy. I could go on a little bit longer on it, but basically all the stuff was just synapses of a mentally ill person and his life. And please, if you actually happen to have somebody that is mentally ill talking crazy stuff, confront them and don't beat them or anything. Just because I showed something that you should beat somebody doesn't mean you beat that person. Educate them. Have them go to I was listening to a lot of the stuff from a British guy that was talking about the same subject. And there are in the United States free health care for mentally ill people. A friend of mine had to do it because he had anxiety really bad here in the city of Wichita Falls. You can for free Helen Therapy. Helen Farabee center. And it's free. I mean, you just got to go out there. It opens up at 8. Please use those services if you feel that you are going to do harm to yourself or other people. And get the health care that you need to help yourself out so you don't do something horrible to yourself or to others. I say yourself because think about it this way. If you're on a plane, what do you got to do? Plane's going down, the mask drop. Do you like cover everybody else's mask? No, you cover your face mask first. You can cover your face first to get oxygen. Then you help other people. It's the same with yourself. You got to help yourself out first. Then you can... I fucking hate that. Yes, I left that reaction on and I am sorry. There we go. But you have to help yourself out. Sorry, people. I might cut it. I might not. No, I'm not going to cut it. I like this show that I'm not intelligent. But help yourself out first. Sometimes you get to go in there and get like a tune-up. I mean, cars got to do it. You got to do it too. Get yourself tuned up. And hope not tuned up like bass and everything like that. But tune yourself up. Sometimes you need it. Everybody has bad days. Saying that, thank you all. Love you all, everybody. And thank you all that new subscribers and everything that came on. Love you guys. Thank you for showing up and helping out. There's a lot of people that are new to the show and love the show completely and love my take on stuff. Sometimes I wonder why. But thank you all. Love you guys. Goodbye.